朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray。
主，当我们在你面前打开你的话语，我们也愿意打开我们的心。
Lord, we want to open our heart when we open your word in front of us。
愿圣灵来光照我们的心，也教导我们。
May the Holy Spirit shed light on us。
我们今天当听的话，让我们每一个都听到心里去。
So the word message that needs to be given to us really fell into our hearts.
也给我们力量，按着你的话去行。
And also please give us strength to walk in your word.
主啊，这边讲的跟听的再一次蒙恩。
Lord, may the speaker and the listener all be blessed.
愿你向我们发声。
That you speak into us.
奉耶稣基督的名祈祷。
Pray in name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 夫妻之间为什么总是有争执？
Why there's always fight between the husband and wife?
我们当中有没有不吵架的夫妻？有没有举手看看？没有。
Do we have among us? There's no argument.In the family.
当然，两个人争执总是有许多的原因。
There are different kind of reasons, for the argument.
个性不合，沟通不良，分工不清，观念不同。
A difference in characters or distribution of works are not clear.
但有很大的一部分是一开始就不理解神所设立婚姻的意义跟原理。
Yet the bigger part is at the beginning it was not clear what's the purpose of God setting installing our marriage.
最近我们当中有许多年轻人找对象、谈恋爱、准备结婚的。
Recently among us many young people are dating and planning for marriage.
所以我想我们该来谈一谈婚姻的意义。而已经知道的就当作是复习吧。
So I'd like to talk about the meaning of marriage. If you have already heard, just have a review.
首先我们要留意传统的婚姻观受到前所未有的挑战。
First, we all pay attention that the traditional marriage is under an unprecedented test.
不但是离婚的事件这么的多，习以为常，婚外情也被视为是理所当然。
There's so many divorces happening, and also betrayal is also very common these days.
甚至我们看到同性的结婚已经被合法化。
Same-sex marriage also being legalized.
这是因为在婚姻的背后有魔鬼是千方百计的来破坏人的婚姻。
These are all because Satan wants to destroy the marriage behind the scenes.
所以我们今天要从神的真理来看看婚姻的意义。
So today we want to start from the word of God.To look at the meaning of marriage.
首先，婚姻是上帝所设立的。
First of all, marriage is installed by God.
在创世纪第二章十八到二十五节这样的说，耶和华神说：“那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。”耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造了一个女人，因此。 人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。我们的神是三位一体的神。
Our God is a God of Trinity.
他是喜欢多数的。
He likes multiply.
所有的生命都具有一个同样的特征。
Our lives have the same character.
就是一公一母有繁殖的能力。
A male and female has the ability to multiply.
因为上帝说要生养众多。
Because God said need to multiply.
但人的婚姻是一男一女结合来与神立约。
Our marriage is for one man and one woman and getting together to have a covenant with God.
啊，所以婚姻是一男一女来与神立约。
So marriage is really a covenant made with God.
那夫妻在神的眼中就是一个人。
In God's eye, husband and wife is one.
一个人犯罪，另外一个人也会受到影响。
One sinned, the other one was affected.
第三，婚姻是一生一世永久的结合。
A marriage is a lifelong bonding and a permanent union.
过去人结婚都不会先想到要离婚。
When we get married, nobody thinking about divorce.
但近现代人在结婚以前就先要谈好离婚怎么分财产。
But nowadays, before get married, people thinking about how to divide their properties.
那为什么会变成这样呢？是因为魔鬼想要破坏人的婚姻制度。
How come? Because Satan wants to destroy the marriage.
神设立婚姻一个很大的作用，就是为着预备叫人有敬虔的后裔。
The function of marriage as God has installed is so that we have a godly life.
Descendants.只要看美国这一个社会，我们就可以了解到随着婚姻制度的破坏所带来的各样子的困扰。
Looking at the American society, and as the marriage situation, we already saw the confusion.
那青少年的犯罪率的增加。
It's an increase in a young youth crime.
人的思虑烦恼也增加。
And distress and troubling in our lives.
所以用各样子的药也增加。
And use of different drugs also increased.
毒品泛滥也增加。
Drugs and trafficking are always increasing.
不用再说这一些色情了，暴力也增加。
Sensuality and all kind of violence also increase.
近年来，整个社会对于同性恋的看法就大大的转变。
Recent years, the views on homosexuality also changed.
其实这个是社会影响的结果。
This was caused by our transition of society.
我相信有一些人他们生来就会有倾向于和自己同性特征的人交往。
I believe some people were born to have tendency to get along with the same sex.
这个就是因为人类犯罪所做的一种变化，在我们生活当中各处的变化都有的。
This was caused by sin in our lives, showing in every aspect of our lives.
这不是这样的烦恼，应当说 This is because the sinful nature caused by the human being. 是因为人类犯罪之后，始祖犯罪之后有的一个现象，就好像我们有人生来就有暴力的倾向。
It's the early ancestors, their sin caused the generational change.
就好像有一些人他们 有这一种倾向于同性在一起受到异性的迫害的时候，就会逃到同性恋的当中去找安慰。
Because some of them were being treated wrongly by different sex, and they seek shelter with the same sex.
其实自古以来的都有同性恋。
And homosexuality wasn't new.
那为什么今天人才发现是受了迫害的一群呢？
Why today they feel like being persecuted?
其实是因为社会教育的结果。
And it's because the education in society.
但是在圣经里面，哥林多前书第七章二十八节告诉我们。
In a book of Corinthians, it tells us.
保罗讲到守童身的人，已经说明了意志力可以消除肉体性的欲望。
Paul talked about our wills can overcome the sexual way.
同样的，如果有同性恋倾向的人，也可以借着意志力来改变他们性格混淆的本性。
And people who have tendency of homosexuality can also be overcome with the power of will.
Christopher Yuan 就是一个很好的例证。
There's an example of Christopher Yuan.
他就是靠着意志力来对付他自己那个爱同性的倾向。
He kind of overcome his tendency using his will of power.
当然是很痛苦，但是靠着主，他可以做得到。
It was a painful process, but in Lord, he achieved that.
基督徒，我们应当接受同性恋者，但是反对同性恋。
As a Christian, we should accept people in homosexuality, but be against homosexuality.
如果有同性恋倾向的人在我们当中的话，我们应当鼓励他们考虑单身的生活。
In us, among us, people with that tendency are encouraged to live a life of
single all the life. 因为婚姻必须是一男一女的结合。
Because marriage is between a man and a woman.
那我们对于有这样倾向的人应当更加的宽容他们。
We should be tolerant to the people with such tendency.
可是我们的婚姻本身是一男一女的结合。
But our marriage is between a man and a woman.
那我们要来看看圣经讲夫妻这个关系是怎么样子的角色。
Let's talk about the roles of man and woman in the marriage.
首先我要介绍这一个观念，就是所谓的核心的角色。
I want to introduce a concept of a key role.
这个是指的一个人最重要的一个角色。
It is talking about the vital role of a person.
好比我是牧师，我可以做很多的事情，但是我的核心角色就是最重要的事是祈祷、传道、为事。
For me as a pastor, I can do many things, but the key role for me is to teach.
当然，我可以去机场接人，或者我也可以帮助去锯那个树啊。但是我最重要的事是核心角色祈祷、传道。
I can also pick up people from the airport or cutting down a tree, but my key role is to teach and enlighten.
所以我必须先把我核心角色的事做好了，才是尽了我的本分。
So I have to fulfill my key role.
那丈夫的核心角色是什么呢？是仆人领袖。
The key role of a husband is a servant and a leader.
我们一起来读以弗所书第五章二十三节。因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。丈夫是妻子的头，头 的意思是带领者，是成全者。
The husband is the head of the wife. The head is the leader and the enabler.
那有的时候妻子读到这里就很难接受。
Wives may feel hard to understand this.
其实他们是误解了这个头的意义。
If you misunderstood what it means to be the head.
以为头就是管理，是控制辖制。
Misunderstanding it as being a controller.
但圣经头的意思是什么呢？
But in the Bible, to be the head means.
比如说孩子小的时候半夜哭的，那丈夫跟妻子哪一个该起来弄孩子呢？
For example, when the baby cried during the night, who should get up and take care of her?
头嘛，那都是丈夫嘛，对不对？因为他就是带头的嘛。
The head should do it because he is the leader.
那如果开车经过 greater 天气很热，妻子暗示很热。
When the drove to in the summertime to greeters and the wife suggested.
那丈夫应不应该停下来开进去呢？当然要，因为丈夫是成全者嘛。
Should the husband divert and drive in, drive through the greater? He should because he's an enabler.
所以，一个聪明的丈夫是懂得怎么样子开发他妻子的潜力。
So a smart husband should enable the ability of the wife.
所以做头不是发号施令，而是要引导成全他的妻子。
So being a leader is not always giving orders, is also to enable somebody's potential.
在圣经里面告诉我们，做领袖的都是做仆人。
The Bible teaches us to be the head is also to be the leader.
To be servant.
To servant.
在马可第十章44-45节在这样的说，只是在你们中间不是这样，你们中间谁愿为大就必做你们的用人，在你们中间谁愿为首就必做你们的仆人。Mark 10
But it is not so among you, whoever has a desire to become great, let him be your servant, and whoever has the desire to be firstAmong you, let him be servant to all.
主耶稣说，做头的就必须做别人的仆人。
Jesus said, to be the leader, you have to be a servant.
所以丈夫是妻子的头，意思就是说，丈夫是妻子的什么？仆人。
So that,
不要怕嘛，说出来圣经上的话，仆人。
The husband to be the head of the wife is really to be the servant.Of the wife.
做仆人就是一个供应者，就是一个牺牲者。
A servant is also a supplier, is a giver.
比如说牛奶没有了，谁应该去买呢？
For example, running out of milk, who is to buy it?
当然这头嘛，就是做仆人，他就应当去买，这是供应者的责任。
The head, the leader, and the enabler should go and buy it.
那比如说下雨了谁应当拿着伞照顾妻子呢？当然是头嘛。
When it's raining outside, who should bring the umbrella and cover the wife?
那谁应当冒着雨把孩子抱上车嘛？那当然是头嘛，他是牺牲者。
And who should run in the rain and take the kids into the car?
圣经当中的领袖都是仆人。
Whoever all.Person in the Bible are servants.
主耶稣到世上来，他自己也是做仆人。
Jesus, when he came to the earth, came on earth, he was also a servant.
他说，人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且舍命做多人的代价赎价。
So the Son of Man came to earth not to be served, but to serve people.And also offered as a sacrifice.
一个快乐的家庭一定有一位让妻子快乐的丈夫。
Every happy family, there is a husband who pleases the wife.
好像我听到一个青少年讲的智慧话，他说：“妈妈快乐，全家就高兴。”
When I heard a youngster talk about wisdom, to me, says the wife, mother is happy, and the whole family is happy.
我不晓得你们家是不是这样，不，刚结婚的，你生个孩子就知道。
You have children, you know what that means.
啊，那妻子对于丈夫这个核心角色怎么样回应呢？
How should a wife respond to the key role of the husband?
就是要顺服。
The response is submission.
我们来读第五章二十二节，请。你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。还有一个是在彼得前书第三章一节，我们也来念。来，你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听道，也可以因妻子的品性被感化过来。顺服丈夫是指着赋予丈夫做头的权柄。
Submission to husband is to give husband the authority to be head.
有的妻子埋怨他们的丈夫啊，什么他是什么头啊，菜头是斧头，骨头。
Some wives complain about their husband. They're not head at all. There's anything but head.
这是因为你没有赋予你丈夫做仆人领袖的权柄。
Because you have never give your husband the authority to be the head.
把丈夫看成是自己的竞争者，这是最愚昧的事情。
Treating your husband as your competitor is a foolish thing.
因为夫妻两个人是一体，赢都赢，输都输。
Nevertheless, the husband and wife are one. They win and they lose as one.
一个肯顺服的妻子，她是会造成双赢的局面。
A submissive wife is giving the win-win situation.
有一位妻子，她的丈夫多年都不肯信主。
A husband of this wife is not believed in the truths for a long time.
一直到有一天，她无意当中听到她的丈夫对朋友说
，One day she heard overheard that what her husband talked to a friend.
说，我从我老婆身上看不出来信主有什么改变。
And he talked about I did not see any changes.In my wife, after she's believed.
那一天圣灵就感动她，她就跪在神面前认罪悔改。
The Holy Spirit moved her, so she knelt down before the Holy Spirit and prayed.
她就立志要顺服她的丈夫。
And she's determined to submit to her husband.
很奇妙的，当她立志之后，发现顺服丈夫也不是那么难的事情。
And amazingly, after that, she find out it's not too hard to submit.
过了一段时间，几个月过去，她的丈夫也感觉到妻子改变了。
After a few months, the wife also feel the change in her husband.
以后他们一家人都信了主，家里面就有快乐。
The whole family accept the Lord, and happiness descended.
这里说，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。
Here it talks about to submit to your husband like submit to the Lord.
不是说丈夫要做什么都顺从，而是说要顺服在真理之下。
It's not talking about to submit to your husband. It's to talk about submit under the truth.
因为主耶稣就是真理。
Because the Lord is truth.
顺服丈夫不是没有原则的。
There is not a
Submit your husband without principle. 譬如说，丈夫要你去偷东西，那当然不能够做呢。
Yeah, you cannot do bad things by submitting to your husband.
有一次，师母在开车 就发现走错了方向，要掉头，要 U-turn.
One time, Mrs. Wu found out she was on the wrong route, and she decided to take a U-turn.
我说呀，前面没有车来，你可以在这里 U-turn 一下。
I suggested her to take a U-turn right in the middle of the road.
她说也不可以，因为前面有一个 sign 上面写着是 No U-turn.
Yes. She insisted that there's a sign saying no U-turn.
我说没有关系，那空旷呢，也没有警察在旁边了，无所谓。
I suggested that because there's no police, it's a very deserted road.
她说不行啊，没有警察有上帝啊。
She said, even without police, there's God.
有人说没关系，让丈夫做头，我就做脖子。
Some say that I would rather be a neck, let my husband be the head.
那丈夫的核心角色是仆人领袖，妻子的回应是顺服。那么妻子的核心角色是什么呢？
Husband, the key role is the leader and enabler. What about the role for the wife?
妻子的核心角色是帮助者，是持家者。
The key role of the wife is a helper and a homemaker.
刚才我们读的这一段经文，创世纪二章十八节，说耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
In the Genesis, Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I'll make him one like himself as a helper to him.
原来夏娃的被造是为了要帮助亚当。
And the creation of Eve was to help Adam.
有的人会说，姐妹会说，哦，我原来存在是为着我的丈夫，这个太不公平了。
Some sisters said it's not fair for my existence is to be a helper.
其实帮助者比被帮助者大多了。
In fact, the helper is much bigger than the helped.
圣经里讲，上帝是我们的帮助者。
In the Bible, it said God is our help.
丈夫如果没有妻子的话，很多事就做不成，比如说生孩子。
A man cannot do many things such as giving birth without the wife.
妻子是帮助者，意思就是说，那不可以少的一位。
The helper meaning is an indispensable help.
那譬如说，我们用右手的人，我们吃饭写字都用右手，觉得右手重要。
A right-handed person feel like it's important to use right hand.
其实是因为你有了左手，所以你的右手才便利使用。
That is because you have the left hand, so that it helps your right hand.
你有没有让你的妻子回国去休假一个月的经验？
Have you let your wife vacation for 1 month?
Go back to home country, as a month break. 那到了后来，你的日子怎么样？会不会像度日如年呢？
Do you feel your life would be hard and suffering?
那是因为你的那一位帮助者不在了。
Because your help is not there with you.
妻子她的核心角色是帮助者，同时也是持家者。
The key role of the wife is a help and also is a home manager.
所谓持家者就是家里面的总管。
She is the general manager in the home.
因为上帝造女人比男人心要细腻多了。
When God created a woman, there's many details, many intricacies.
所以家里的事情由妻子来总理比较合理。
So it makes sense to have the wife being the manager of home.
那我们今天社会的观念认为料理家务是一件不重要的事。
It seems not important to be a homemaker.
The society make this way. 其实家务事比上班复杂多了。
But the be a homemaker maker is much complicated than going to work.
只是因为今天妇女们上班了，所以把家务事都简化省略了。
Because now even the wives going to work are making lots of house chores simpler.
有的是因为有婆婆有奶奶来帮忙。
Some with the older generation to help.
有时候我去探访一些夫妻都工作的家庭。
When I visited families who are both working.
如果我不先打招呼就去是走不进门的。
If I did not give notice, I cannot get in their house.
上帝设计的妻子首要的责任，母亲是照顾儿女。
It's God's design that the wife is taking care of her children.
就是最能干的母亲也没有办法一边全职的工作一边把婴孩照顾好的。
For the most capable mothers, they cannot take care of both work and the children.
我不反对当孩子大了母亲应当出去工作。
I'm not objecting to the wives going out to work after the grown up of the children.
但学前的孩子，家庭的教育太重要了。
But for preschool years children, it's very important to have a family education.
比你所有能够给孩子的其他任何东西都宝贵。
It's much more important than anything else you can give the children.
有的美国妈妈她们很骄傲，你看我生了孩子两个月我就来上班了。
American wives or mothers are very proud that they went back to work after 2 months.
其实她们是牺牲儿女去换取自己的自由。
However, that's really sacrificing their children for their own freedom.
我说是核心的角色，不是指的所有的角色。
What I'm talking here is the key role.Not every role.
当然母亲可以做职业的妇女，我自己的母亲也是职业妇女。
A mother can be a professional. Even my mother was a professional.
我们家有六个兄弟姐妹。
We have six children.
但我看我自己的家庭，我就发现我原生家庭中童年缺少了许多。
My original family is lacking many things compared to my current family.
核心角色就是指的最重要的角色。
The key role is the vital role.
母亲做一个核心角色是帮助者，是持家者，不能够用其他的角色来代替。
The key role to be a helper cannot be replaced with other roles.
如果能够的话，总是要鼓励自己的妻子做一个持家者，做一个帮助者。
If you can, always encourage your wife to be a helper at home.
当然，我理解有一些家庭需要有双份的工作。
I understand many families need two earnings.
但孩子小的时候，做母亲的尽量找 part-time 的，不要全职的工作。
But when the kids are young, make effort to always stay home.
也有一些人实在在家里待不住，需要出去工作。
If really you cannot stay home, need to find a job.
但圣经是这样的原理，是一定有道理的。
But however, the Bible teaches this way. It must be a good.Reasonable way.
第四，这一个丈夫对妻子的核心角色应当怎么样的回应呢？就是要称赞跟敬重。
The response to the key role of the wife is to love and respect.
在箴言31:29这样的说，她的丈夫也称赞她说：“才德的女子很多，唯独你超过一切。”
In Proverbs 31. Her husband also praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you have surpassed them all.
我们知道称扬是一个非常强大的力量。
We understand that praising is a powerful thing to do.
我们中国人过去教育总是少鼓励，多用督促。
In Chinese traditional teaching, it's less encouragement, more urging.
结果中国人过了几千年都没有文艺复兴，也没有工业革命。
That's why China doesn't have Renaissance or Industrial Revolution after thousands of years.
因为我们的性情都被僵化了。
Because our characters are all solidified.
当然现在比较好了，都懂得需要称扬，要鼓励。
Now we understand we need to praise, we need to encourage.
那夫妻恩爱营，我们当中有些人去参加过。
And marriage enhancement is a conference we many of us has participated.
Marriage enrichment retreat. 在这一个这一个夫妻的恩爱营当中，都会学怎么样对自己的配偶说赞扬的话。
In the retreat, it taught about how to praise and encourage.
我以前也常常鼓励你们说三字经。
I also gave the encouragement of the three word.
你们做丈夫的还记得吗？都忘记了，太久不讲了。韩家荣，哪三字经啊？你说一个看看。忘了，那你后面的那一位来回答，全克明。就这一句啊。
Thank you。
啊，史文斌，你说说看，还有。好，很好。孙雅丁，你再说一句。这个是姐妹的回答，你怎么乱来？哦，没有啊，你们要学着讲这些三字经啊。
You need to use the three word sentence.
我替你们讲，我也对师母讲，你真美。
You are pretty.
你好棒。
You are the best.
那 Valentine 来了，你们应当说什么？哎，不要对着我讲，对你旁边那位讲。哦，那这个夫妻恩爱营来了，在5月25到27，我们当中还没有参加过的，鼓励你们参加。
ER is coming up May 25th.Of this year, and encourage you to join.
啊，在我们大家当中参加过的人，真的觉得好。
We all feel we have very good experience. Whoever has not decided yet,
很难决定。
对，
给一条出路啊。那啊，我们。做妻子的应当我们做丈夫的应当敬重自己的妻子来回应。
The husband need to respect the wife as a response.
好，我们来一起读彼得前书3:7，请你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。这里说一同承受生命之恩的，是指着夫妻两人一体。
Here it talks about their heirs with you of the grace of life. It's talking about one flesh.
因为上帝是要祝福你们跟你们的后代。
God want to bless you and your descendants.
我们都晓得做父母是一个很大的特权，也是一个伟大的工作。
To be parents is a privilege and also a great work.
所以我们做丈夫的千万不要轻看你的妻子。
To be a husband, to not look down upon your wife.
她是上帝为你预备要一同承受上帝恩典的另一半。
She was predestined by God to receive the grace of life.
所以我们要敬重妻子。
So that we need to respect our wives.
不久以前，老布希总统以94岁的高龄过世。
Not long ago, President Bush passed away at the age of 94.
很多人怀念他们，其实 布希总统和夫人是近代婚姻的典范。
Many people remember them fondly because they were the example of worshiping marriage. Virtual worship.
It's an example of good marriage. 其实你在报纸网络上不会看到太多他们的事情，因为现代人是鄙视传统的价值观。
You may not have read a lot on the media, but because of the society kind of looked down upon traditional marriage.
布希他是生在康州一个参议员的家里面。
President Bush was born in the Connecticut family of a senator.
1941年的圣诞节，他17岁的时候，在一个舞会当中认识了他后来比他小一岁的妻子。
In a Christmas party in 1941, met his wife Barbara.
后来他们有了差不多将近五年的之间的远距离的通信。
And they dated remotely for 5 years after that.
日本偷袭珍珠港，美国参战。
After the Pearl Harbor attack, American got in the war.
布希在他十八岁的成年的那一天就去登记要参军到美国的海军。
George Bush enlisted to join the Navy at the age of 18.
他成了美国历史上最年轻的飞机驾驶员。
He became the youngest fighter pilot in American history.
1944年的9月2号那一天，他驾驶的飞机被日本人击中，而飞机掉在海里。
In 1944, his plane was shot down by Japanese and fell into the ocean.
他一个人坐在皮筏那个救生筏当中4个小时等待救援。
He was waiting in the lifeboat for 10 hours, waiting for help.
其他飞机上的人员有的降落伞没有打开，有的落在地上被俘虏。
Some other soldiers were being captured or didn't have their parachute opened.
那时候他发出一个问题说，为何我被拯救，而上帝在我人生当中有什么样的旨意？
He asked at the time, why am I being saved? What's the purpose of God in my life?
这个问题在他的自传当中多次的被提出来。
He raised this question many times in the biography.
他一共参加了58次的攻击任务，得到了5个奖章。
He been the service in serving in 58 attacks was awarded for his bravery.
Many medals. 1945年他和 Barbara 结婚，然后退役到耶鲁大学念书。
1945, he discharged from the army and got married with Barbara.
然后他们就搬到德州去，他做一个钻油井工具的推销员。
They moved to Texas to be a salesman for a drilling company.
以后他自己成立钻油的公司。
Later he created his own company.
他又被 CIA 罗织成为一个地下工作者。
Also being enlisted by CIA to be informant.
1966年他被选为国会的议员。
In 1966, where he was elected as congressman.
然后接着两次竞选参议员都失败。
But he lost twice campaigning for a senator.
1971年他被任命成为联合国的美国大使。
He was named ambassador to the United Nations in 1971. 1974
年，他被派为到中国的特派员，就等于是大使。
He was sent to China in 1971 as the special delegate, or also as an ambassador.
起先他反对中美建交，后来他促成了中美的关系。
At the beginning, he objected to a normal relationship with China, but later he changed.
在那个十四个月的期间，他访问了中国许多的地方。
During the 14 months in China, he visited many places.
啊，你们可以看到，在天安门前面，他们骑着脚踏车啊。后来他成为 CIA 的头子。
And later he became the chief of CIA.
然后他接着跟着雷根总统做了八年的副总统。
And then he became the vice president for President Reagan.
然后他又做了一任的美国总统。
And he was also a term president.
在他任内，我们看到苏联的倒台，也看到100个小时打赢的非常漂亮的伊拉克战争。
During his presidency,we saw the collapse of the Soviet Union, and also the victory in Kuwait in 100 hours.
后来因为经济不景气，就失去了连任的机会。
Because of economic depress after in his first term, he lost the second term.
布希总统本来有六个孩子，可是有一个女儿在三岁时候死去。
President Bush had 6 children, with one died at the age of 6.
在悲痛的时候，age of 3, 在悲痛当中，他仍然信靠上帝。
During the deep sadness, he still believed God.
在他的自传当中，多次的提到他失去女儿，还有他落在大海当中，他坚定的信靠神。
In his autobiography, he mentioned his losses and his disaster. He still believed in God.
2018年，当他的妻子 Barbara 过世的时候，他发表了一篇文章。
In 2018, when Barbara passed away, President Bush read the article.
他说：“我的妻子在天堂等着我，那将是一个。”美好的地方。
He wrote that my wife is waiting for me in heaven. That's a wonderful place.
所以我要求你们把我的名字从你们的忧虑的名单上除去。
I ask you to remove my name of worry.
Your list of worry. 布希跟 Barbara 他们结婚73年，成为美国历史上最持久的。总统婚姻
President Bush and his wife were married for 73 years, become the longest, long-lasting marriage in the history of American presidents.
第二名的 Adams 才54年。
The second was President Adams for 54 years.
啊，我们都有目共睹他们夫妻相敬重、相爱的。这些情景
We all bear witness to their love and all the memories of their marriage.
不惜高峰或者是低谷的时候，他的妻子都在旁边为他打气。
During his high or low, his wife always there to encourage him.
只要在容许的情况中 ，Barbara 总是在他的旁边。
Anytime, any opportunity, possible opportunity, she's always there.
他们这种夫妻相爱，其实是被美国媒体所故意忽略的一对。
The love of their marriage was intentionally neglected by the media.
但是我们信主的人，我们应当看为是好的榜样。
For us believers, these are excellent examples.
婚姻是神设立的，是要叫一男一女成为一体，来与神立约，是一个永远的结合。
Marriage is installed by God, is for one man and a woman to become one flesh, is to establish the covenant with God as a permanent union.
丈夫核心角色是做一个仆人领袖。
The key role of the husband is servant and leader.
就是要做一个带领者，一个成全者，一个供应者和一个牺牲者。
Is to be a leader, an enabler, supplier, and giver.
妻子对丈夫做头的回应就是要顺服。
And the response of the wife to husband's key role is submission.
就是赋予丈夫做头的角色。
Is to authorize the husband, the head.
妻子的核心角色是要做一个帮助者，持家者。
The key role of the wife should be a helper, is the homemaker.
那是家里面不可以缺少的总管。
She is the indispensable manager of the home.
那做丈夫的对妻子核心角色的回应，就是应当称扬跟敬重她。
The response of the husband to the key role of the wife should be praise and respect.
如果我们照着神的话去做，我们就能够建立一个幸福的家庭。
If we follow the word of God, we should have a happy family.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你为我们预备配偶。
Heavenly Father, we thank you to give us the other half.
让我们能够学习你的话，做好一个丈夫或妻子的核心角色。
Let us learn from your word to be, to assume the role, the key role, to be a husband and a wife.
为我们当中一些单身的一个人的，我们也献上祷告。
For the single persons among us, we also pray.
让我们能够在基督的大家庭中感到爱跟温暖。
So that each one of us feel loved in the big family of the Lord.
愿你祝福。你的教会祝福你的儿女。
May you bless the church, may you bless your children.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。